and never have to leave your
Blog room. Talk Radio.
Somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs, and our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repairs, transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you. Yes, we do want to talk to you. I'm Naima Latif, and thank you for joining us on this Thursday edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. Today, we're going to talk to Zoe Ma as we shop with Zoe. And what you're learning today is how to build a digital community. We have the most powerful tool in our hands we can ever imagine. And we need to know how to use it. This is an opportunity for you to build a consumer base with whatever you're selling simply by liking other people's comments. So we'll talk about how that works and how there are many people who are making a lot of money on social media every single day. It's a simple formula, but a lot of people, especially, there is an age gap.
those who tend to be, say, maybe over 50, over 60, over 70, they tend to minimize the impact and the power of these digital platforms, which connect people who don't really know each other, and yet they're sharing information. It's time for us to really recognize that the communications industry powered the average person so that we can experience a connectedness that we never experienced before. We can make connections to people all across the world and never get on an airplane. And we can be doing business across the country and never take a train, bus, or car ride. And we can build connections that pay us a living wage, an amount that we can use to take care of our needs, and we can enjoy life while doing it. So today we're going to help you perhaps undo a thought that might be keeping you from prospering. And that's the idea that your friends on your social media are people you should know. You don't need to know them. And you don't need to be afraid of them because you don't know them. You just need to see the benefit of having access to customers buy from you simply because they know where you are, right there on the internet. So we'll talk about that. And, of course, if you're listening online, we want you to join this conversation. Give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1. Now, of course, you'll be able to hear us on the on-air radio network after every show. You'll be able to hear that show in the archives in case you missed anything. And, of course, all of our shows are in the Blog Talk Radio archives. But most importantly, we want for those of you who are still stuck on the idea that your friends on social media have to be your friends for real in life. They don't. That term friend doesn't mean what it means when you think of people that you hang out with and you call them up sometimes and you chit-chat and you go places together. That's not what a friend really is when it comes to this digital communication system. These are potential customers. These are people whose attention to your social media pages can make you money. And that's what you really want to do on social media. Not just gossip, but share information effectively so that you build a community. And that community becomes your source of income. Is happening every day. And it can happen for you too. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. And, of course, we'll be joined by Zoe Ma as we shop with Zoe and learn how to maximize our digital presence. Little tips that can connect us to people who will pay attention to the messages that we share. As always, we invite you to try this at home because it works. We'll be right back after this quick break, so stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment, so stay with us.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, Black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three Black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, and if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who are using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, co-workers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great news. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection, somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs, and our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, duty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repairs, transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media. Just follow this link, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
Yes, you can. And there are so many people who are these days, as we look at the power of the internet to connect us globally in such a way that we don't have to necessarily know who's following us, who's buying from us, who is listening to us. We just need to know the process of making those connections. So with so many people now using the internet for commerce, so many people buying and selling on the internet, this has equalized it in a way that has never, ever happened before in history. This is a historic change in our economy. And for those people who are concerned that the economy is collapsing, well, it isn't collapsing. It's redirecting. It's changing its thrust in terms of how people go about making buying decisions. And if there's one thing that we've said over and over and over that the pandemic did for us is to teach us that there are different ways of doing things. And the more independent we are, the more interdependent we learn how to be, and the less dependent we become. So what we want to help you develop today is a system of interdependence. You can learn how to maximize the impact of those whom you see all the time on social media. What happens when you are scrolling through your phone and you see someone's post and you like that person's post? Well, that becomes another person who is aware of you. And when they're aware of you, then you're someone, if you've got information that you're posting, they may choose to follow you. And this is how you build up that following. Especially if you are one of those who like to every now and then share a thought. Well, you can share a thought even before you share information about a product or a service or something that you're connected to that makes you money if people also find out about it and choose to purchase. There are many ways to find that potential customer, but it's all a system of sharing. Sharing information and sharing a message. Well, they always say like and share on platforms like Facebook and so forth. So if you like something and you share it, then others become aware of it. And that person is notified that you are someone who likes their social media posts. So when someone becomes aware of you because you've indicated you're aware of them, they may choose to add you to their people that they follow and they listen to and they get notices whenever you're putting out a message. So this is how it starts and this is how it builds. What many people don't know is how to turn that list of friends into a financial benefit. But it's the same system. The more people who know you, the more people who are going to be made aware when you're marketing something, whether it's something on your website or something on your social media page. Today we're going to talk a bit about TikTok because that is one of the fastest growing social media platforms because messages are quick, simple, and people find themselves sometimes mesmerized for hours just looking at those little videos. But the amount of viewers climbs so rapidly. And who looked at a 15-second TikTok post as a dollar in your pocket, just think what happens when you see thousands in a matter of minutes because of the systematic way that you may have built a following by liking the post that you're taking time to watch. For those who are of the old school, you might be stuck on the idea that people who are on social media are wasting time. And you want your teenagers and your preteens and your tweens to get off of their phone. But these are people that are building a future consumer base themselves and are becoming part of someone else's consumer base. So if you understand that this is the way the world is doing business, this is the way of commerce today, rather than you fuss about wasting time on your phone, make that time on your phone pay you. Those who understand the system are doing that every day. So when we're resisting change because we fear it and don't understand it, then we're not reaping the financial benefit of it as so many people are. Everybody who follows you can also be someone who buys from you or shares information with someone else who will buy from you. So what you want to create is a network of people, a community of people, people who are paying attention to you. How do people become influencers on social media? It's not so much what they say, it's how much they share. Sharing. And how often do we say that we can solve all of our problems? All we have to do is share. So it's a systematic way of each one reach one. And when you have reached so many people and to the thousands, then you find yourself available for other opportunities for financial growth. the people who become your viewers and followers and friends on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, they're not your friends. They're not people you hang out with. They're people who are aware of your presence and will listen to you because you have something to say that they find interesting. And your name pops up on their phone automatically. And so you have people that are noticing you. And this is the community that you're able to build. So the first thought to erase from your mind is that you don't want people following you that you don't know. If you're a serious business person, if you're somebody who's using your phone to find out information, then why not have it be your source of spreading information, your source of marketing, your source of attracting customers? Even if what you're doing is simply sharing information, there are people who get on social media and they got their little cell phone ministry going. They every now and then put out a spiritual message, but people are listening and they've got thousands. And because they've got a site where thousands of people listen, they're getting paid because they're a site where when advertising is placed, people are seeing it. So it pays to have friends that aren't your friends. They're just people following you because you have something to say. You have something to share. That's what this whole game is about, the whole social media game. For those who have mastered it, they're seeing the importance of paying attention to those things that pop up on your cell phone. And the things that pop up on your cell phone pop up on your phone on purpose. We've talked about algorithms and how when you show interest to something, suddenly you see advertisements about that thing. Maybe you bought somebody a baby carriage who was having a baby shop. Now all of a sudden you're getting these advertisements sent to you from baby stores and things for infants and diapers and all that. You wait a minute, I don't have no children. How do they know? Because let's not be naive. This is a tracking device. This is a tracking device, tracking everything you do, everything you're expressing interest in. But that's okay. Let it be a tracking device that works for you. Stop being afraid of your cell phone. Stop being afraid of the technology that tracks you and tries to sell to you based on what you've shown interest in. And use it for your own benefit. This is what we'll be talking about today as we're joined with our Thursday special guest, Zoe Ma, as we talk about how to build a digital community on TikTok. How to build a digital community. It's easier than you think. But if you are still hesitant because you're worried about people invading your privacy, there are some things that we'll talk about that can help allay those fears. And if you're worried about being spied on, well, you need to forget that. There's a reason why the government made sure everybody had a phone. That's why they had a whole government phone program. If you can't afford a phone, we'll make sure you have a phone because we need to know where you are and what you're doing. When cell phones first came out, the first thing that the government did was figure out how to use them as tracking devices. Don't be naive. But smart people figured out how to use them as marketing devices. And that's why you have these social media platforms. And that's why you have people who are posting all the time on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. That's why you have people with YouTube channels. You got your own TV channel. And people are watching their phones and computers more than they're watching the big screen TVs in their home because they're easily accessible. And everybody can put out a message. So as this information explosion continues to shape our culture, rather than us being afraid and reprimanding our children for spending so much time on their phones, why not help them with an entrepreneurial pursuit so that they can be among those who are reaping financial benefits from being on that cell phone? That's the intelligent way to look at it. And we've got our dear sister, our Monday morning mindfulness host, Zelda Speaks, says, Grand Rising, beautiful queen teacher, sharing is what we do on the Female Solution 365. Yeah, that's absolutely right. Thanks for sharing. And she says, okay, digital divas, looking forward to some awesome information. And the thing about this that we have observed, younger people grasp it and run with it faster than older people because this is what they grew up with as the norm. Everybody having their own TV channel. How unimaginable was that when we were growing up and you had the big three or the big four networks? You had CBS and NBC and ABC and WGN, and then later on you had Fox News, and, you know, you had all of this monopoly, basically, of information. And this is how we saw communication. Other people controlled what was seen and heard and believed. But then you have the internet that created a whole explosion of access to sharing information. Now, if you're one of those people and you still haven't figured out how to work your cell phone, go to your provider or go to YouTube and look at a video, but stop making excuses for not knowing how to work the most powerful tool that you have in your entire house. Stop making excuses for that, because the world isn't going to go back to the way it was. It's not going back. It's going to go forward even more. Artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is intelligence created by human beings. Systems created by human beings. Now, we've had all of these, you know, these silly movies with the robot taking over and all kinds of stuff. It's to scare you into ignorance or you're frightened of something that is a tool for your advancement. So if you stop being afraid of tools created by human beings like yourself, you can turn these tools into income, like younger people are doing every day, because they're approaching it without fear. They were born with electronics all over the house. You look at toddlers, first thing they're going to do is pick up a cell phone and start punching numbers or a TV remote and start punching numbers, because they know that devices program things and get information, and they can change the pictures on there if they hit the buttons, and they know that they can connect with somebody somewhere else by pushing buttons on a device. They know that at 2 years old. So they don't have any fear of learning how to connect with someone in another state or another country and sending and receiving money, because that's a way of life. That's, isn't everybody doing that? It's normal for them. So it needs to become normal for us who grew up with it all being a fantasy. We watched the Jetsons and all of that and people talking to somebody on a big screen. Well, now we're doing it all the time. For those people who didn't know how to work Zoom, well, during the pandemic, you learned how to work Zoom because that's how you had to communicate with your coworkers and your students and whatever else, what other profession you had where you could not meet with people physically. You learned. And so now it's time to stop being afraid of your cell phone. Stop being afraid when your children are on their cell phone. A lot of the conversation surrounding TikTok has to do with fear of the absence of censorship and people being afraid that their children are going to be corrupted by social media sites that allow certain visual images and information to be seen. Well, you always have a choice as to what you want to put in your brain. Now, I often watch international news, and there was a killing, I believe it was in Liberia recently, a woman's body, and they showed it, showed her face. I chose not to look at it. I chose not to look at it. I don't need to see a dead body. I don't need to have that image in my mind. I know it's there. I know she died. I know they showed it. I don't need to see that. And if you think there's something that will offend your senses, you can choose not to look at it. It's just that simple. You are a free will being. Nobody can make you see or hear something. There are people who put out foul words in lyrics. You don't have to turn to those channels to play those songs. Now, somebody goes, you know, driving through your street and, you know, they park in front of your house. You have the free will to ask them to turn it down. And if you ask nicely and respectfully, they will respect you. Because you always give back the energy you give. You really do. You always give back the energy you give. And if you ask someone nicely, they will respect you and turn it down if you find it offensive. If you're hollering and insulting at them, you're going to get that energy back. So if you want to keep your environment peaceful and uncluttered with things that you find offensive to see and hear, you have the power to do that all day long. If you worry about what your children are going to be drawn to, well, let me share this with you. You create the appetite that your children have by what you expose them to. It's just like if growing up you're always feeding them sugary snacks and have them drinking that corn syrup-based sugary drink instead of real fruits and vegetables, real food, and healthy drinks, water, real juice. If you create an appetite for a high sugar-based diet, then that's what they're going to be drawn to. And so they'll be begging you for the cookies and the candy and the cake because that's what you set as their dietary experience. That's what they became accustomed to, so that's what they seek out. So then you can't get mad at the store on the corner that sells candy and the children are always going to get candy because that's what you gave them as a dietary preference. But there are people who have their children acclimated to vegetables very early, healthy food, snacks like apple slices, instead of sugary lollipops and sugary gum and all those things that we know we love, you know. But you create the appetite. If you're not feeding your child these things, they will not find them attractive. If you're worrying about them hearing excessive profanity in the music, well, are you using profanity in your home? don't be honest. Don't lie. You know, if these words are coming out of your mouth, you're acclimating their ear to hearing them. Well, don't be surprised if that's what they're drawn to. You create the appetite. You create the inclination. If this is not your household environment, they're not going to seek it out. They're not going to be attracted to it, not even out of curiosity. They will find it revolting. They will meet it with revulsion because that's not what you have adapted them to. So if you see your children attracted to something, look at yourself. They're showing you a mirror of what you have given them. And this is why constantly reminding you that children are simply a mirror reflecting you. And if you don't like what you see in the mirror, change the original image that they're reflecting. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back as we're joined by Zoe Ma, international businesswoman, and today teaching us about how to build a digital community on TikTok. How can you use the tools that are right there in your hand to build followers that will buy from you or even listen to you if you feel that you have a message that you want the world to hear and you want to build up enough of an audience where you get paid because you have people who will follow you and listen to you and see advertisements that are placed on your social media pages. So we'll be right back after this quick break. And we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. If you're listening online and want to join this conversation, you can give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak. And, of course, you'll be able to hear this show on the on-air radio network. And each daily show is archived on the on-air radio network. Go to onaireverywhere.com/on-air-radio-network. And we're going to tell you more about ways that you'll be able to see and hear our archived shows on the upcoming on-air TV network. Because we don't want you to hear, we don't want you to miss any messages that you can hear and see every day. We're global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. And we're going to help you use the tools that are right in your hands to be a part of that global transformation. We'll be right back. So stay with us.
Hi, I'm Naima. And if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who are using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the Internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great news. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection, somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs, and our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
Yes, you can, and that's what we want you to do, and that's why we're coming to you today, and we'll be right back in just one moment, so stay with us.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Take care.
watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution.
Yes, it is. This is the Female Solution. How many times have we reminded our loyal viewers and listeners that the key to everything is sharing? Well, we want to also remind you that you have an opportunity to be a part of this global economic revolution. First thing you need to do, though, is to get a social media page. You know, for a long time, initially Facebook was just something that college students used to just socially connect. And then it was realized that this was a very powerful tool for communication and learning how people think and what kind of activities they're involved with. So now you know that today, when you apply for jobs, part of the security procedure is to know your social media pages, to see what kind of things you put on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, and if you've got a YouTube channel. So for those people who in their sillier times, maybe they did things like show themselves drunk at a party or whatever, all of that becomes part of what you say, your permanent record. It becomes, once it's out in cyberspace, you are putting out your footprint, your fingerprint, your identification out into the universe. So it's important to use these tools to your benefit so that they don't come back to bite you later on when you have more wisdom. This is why when people are setting up social media pages, you have to be at least 18, because they know that younger people don't have the wisdom to not put out their personal information, things that can make them target for scams or target for robberies or whatever the case may be, putting out into the universe that you're on vacation in Jamaica for the next 2 weeks and then your address is all over the place. Everybody knows your house is empty. You know, I mean, people have learned the hard way that too much information can put you in harm's way, as they say. So knowing how to use the digital communication that is right in your hands, right at your fingertips, requires some level of wisdom, but not blind fear. So for people who are worrying about, well, I don't want to get on social media because I don't want people spying on me, or I don't want the government listening to my conversation, you know, there was a lot of things people did earlier on before it became a necessity really to have a cell phone, because they didn't know, they didn't really understand. And now that we understand, there are no private conversations, speaking over satellites, everything, nothing's private. But you don't have to worry. If you're not doing anything illegal, you don't have to worry, but you do have to have intelligence, understanding of how to work the tools that are available to everybody. And if you're serious about being in business at all, then you need to not fear your cell phone or your computer or a digital platform, because most news and information is being shared digitally. So you are a person who is afraid of your cell phone. You're missing out. And this is why we want to help you understand how it works. And if you have ever had a social media page, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and of course now TikTok is one of the fastest growing ones. You know that the people who can follow something that you say are not your intimate friends who know you. Most of them are total strangers. And this is what becomes your income base. So we're going to be joined by our Thursday teacher, Zoe Ma. And if you've been watching the news and you hear all of the controversy about TikTok, you know that it really comes down to information wars. Who can best attract the public to their platform because they offer the most opportunities to reach the most people? Because that's what's going to make the most money. So how do you maximize the benefits that you can receive by building a digital community on TikTok? Well, let us welcome to the show Zoe Ma.
Good morning.
It's a great morning. Yes, it is. Well, you know, I've been sharing with our listening and viewing audience the fact that still kind of have this generational divide where people of a certain age group are afraid when they hear the arguments about TikTok not being censored enough, and they're afraid that people are going to be using it to spread negative information. And I always remind people, you have the power to choose what you want to listen to. And the things that you spend time listening to, those things are tracked. And advertisers want to know who's interested in what so they know how to sell to you. But nobody's making you spend hours on your phone watching fights or pornography or any of those things. Nobody's making you do that. But if you really want to attract the information that's going to be beneficial to you, spend the time looking at those sites. Now, explain a bit about how it works when you share someone else's site, that you've looked at their page and they have something interesting and you share it. Explain how that then can add to the people who are following you.
Okay. Now I just get back to TikTok. The last time, about before COVID, I started the TikTok account, and then I know I have to have 1,000 followers to be able to go live stream. Mm. So what I did is, I don't know, 1,000 people in Chicago or like the whole United States. I don't know if I have know 1,000 people that I'm close enough to say, can you follow me on TikTok? No, I don't. So how do I go the first time? How did I do it with I think I got 1,000 followers within a month.
Mm.
And then somehow they will keep pushing me, some Indian singing or speaking in the Indian language or singing the Indian song. And I don't care. So I like them and I follow them. Of course, those are very small, size influencers with very small following. All they want to do, though, they want to build the community, and people want to reciprocate of your kindness with theirs. So So when you follow them, they will follow you back.
Mm-hmm.
And then so very soon I build 1,000 followers.
Ah.
And so about like with the TikTok ban, I said, you know what? I want to make a statement that nobody should choose what platform I should be on. Remember, I think it's a human nature. Doesn't matter which country you are, and it's not just China. Everybody heard of China has censorship. Well, censorship China is in China is given, but people don't realize how much censorship you have in the United States. You know, it's just because the propaganda veterans here say you don't have a censorship. No, you do have censorship. But you know what? It's the human nature. Remember the story about Adam and Eve? Why they were banned from Garden of Eden? Censorship.
Mm.
But God said, you don't eat that apple because you will be able to know things you are not supposed to know. Adam and Eve bite the apple because they choose to know. So it's our human nature. So it shouldn't. We shouldn't accept in America when you're basically propaganda to everyone saying this is country of free, you have a freedom of information. You have absolutely right to choose what platform you want to be on. And then you know there's when you are exposed to, when you buy the apple, you're exposed to all the information, good and bad. It's your choice to listen to what you want to
That's true.
Believe. Right?
I love the interpretation of the Adam and Eve story as about censorship. Yeah, it is. It's if you're being kept from knowing things, yeah, that's censorship. And I didn't realize how much information is kept from us in the United States until I left the United States. And then you hear news that you don't ever hear, or you hear a different perspective of the news that you don't hear in this country. So we always told, oh, this is a place of free speech and free information. Everybody else is censored. And then you go away and you find it's really kind of the opposite. What we are is programmed to think a certain way. So if the only information you have is telling you one story, then that's the only way you know how to think. And you think that you're being given the freedom to think, but you're not, because you're not even given the information that would allow you to choose what to think. That makes a big difference.
Yeah, and then my real example, you know, I came from China into the United States in 1994, and my real lesson was given by Oprah Winfrey.
Wow.
About censorship.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think in 1995, at that time, I was tutoring Chinese to a lady, and she got a ticket to be on Oprah Winfrey show. So she took me into that show, and then at that time, during that show, about women's issues. One is, I think, the circumcision in East Africa against women. Another one-child policy in China. The birth control in China. And I stood up to explain to Oprah Winfrey why it was needed at that time. You know, because China was experienced a population explosion. The population doubled in 30 years from 400 million to less than 500 million to 1 billion in 30 years. Well, because of, you know, after the control of the country, they improved the health care. And then so that reduced the death, you know, early, you know, death. And also there was no wars anymore. And so the population doubled from 500 million to a billion in 30 years.
Wow.
So the country, you know, if they don't do anything, you know, that will be another doctor. And like, that's what I told Oprah Winfrey about that show. Guess what? She cut it off.
You all have to understand that's how that works. You know, people, because, you know, I edit video for a living, so I understand how that works. When when someone has a particular thing they want said and someone says something other than what they want the message to be, just easily cut it out. And because it's taped, you know, it's pre-taped, it's not live, that gives a producer the chance to decide what they want to finally air. And how many times have we seen a news story where maybe somebody came and interviewed the person and they say what happened, and you know that the news media came and talked to you, but then you know you got all your family watching the news waiting for you and it never shows because you said something that didn't want to be said. So this happens all the time. We're not realizing that. So the perspective that you were sharing, the point of view of not of, oh, they're trampling women's rights to have a child, but no, someone had to take responsibility for stopping the population growth. And this is what had to happen. Otherwise, the country would be overpopulated and it would create poverty and all these other things. So that wasn't the story that obviously was the thrust of the story was, let's get people angry about trampling on women's rights to reproduce. That was the intention of that story. And so you didn't fit the intention. But, you know, we need to know that these are decisions that are made every single day on television. What do we want people to think? And then they decide what they're going to put out there that goes along with the message they want people to have because they have a specific thing that they want you to think.
Yes. So propaganda is a way of life. Just believe that. You know, they were saying, why, you know, China is supposed to be number two economy in the world. Why so many Chinese now coming through the border become, you know, illegal? Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah.
And the explanation is American propaganda beats Chinese propaganda.
Who has the best propaganda? And, you know, another thing about population growth, and this is something we have to think about as a human family. I mean, there's enough space on the earth for everybody. But if you're not allowed to migrate to where there's more space, then where you are could easily be overcrowded. Now, I have a niece who's Chinese. My nephew met her when they were both studying in Japan. And her family now lives in Australia, and he lives in Australia now. They're married. They got a home in Australia. But the reason why her family ends up in Australia is because after her mother got pregnant with her, and she was going to be the second child during that one-child policy, they decided rather than her having an abortion to move to Australia so they could have their two children. Now, that was their choice. But what if Australia had said, well, we're not going to allow any immigrants. We don't want these people coming to our country. Well, then you create a situation where people have to be crowded into a place and comply with birth control rules. So if we're going to be a world where we allow for the growth of families, then you can't have these borders where you don't let people come and share the space that you have when you have more than enough space for families to come and settle. So we can't be afraid of somebody because they're different looking or different language or different religion. We can't be afraid of people so that we don't let what's natural, migration, to happen. I mean, what else was China going to do if nobody else was going to allow people to come and use the space that's available? It's just like food. I mean, if you don't allow people to share the food and you throw it away rather than share it.
People end up in America.
How did they end up in America? They migrated.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the American Indian was willing to share the land.
That's right.
This land that was not vacant when the white people came.
That's right.
Okay. So I have no objection for migration. And then, but I do have objection that when you give up resources, it has to be equal.
Yeah.
If we have people in America that are suffering from housing shortage, food shortage, homeless.
Right.
You can't just prioritize some newcomer over other
people who've been there.
Suffering for decades.
Yeah.
And that's my problem.
Yes. That's where the conflict comes in. Not that we don't want people to have, but if you have extra resources, give it to the people who've been here. Just like you're giving it to strangers. This is like if you were going to invite somebody to your home and you invite the neighbor's children to your home and you feed them dinner, but then you don't feed your own children. They're sitting there hungry. Does that make any sense? Of course not.
No, that's what they are creating a conflict.
Yeah.
Intentionally. Whoever do this, who are not thinking, they should not be a politician. They should be politicians, but they should not be official.
Right.
They can be politicians and they can DM everything they want, but they should not have control of the resources that we pay property tax for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's my problem. And I think the freedom of migration is vital to the development of why China was able, you know, just thinking about 30 years ago, China was poorer than India.
Yeah.
Okay, and China was this authoritarian government. India was a democracy. Why democracy was beaten by the authoritarian government?
Yeah.
Because China relaxed and gave people freedom.
Mm.
Freedom of property, private property, freedom of to choose how do they work. And then I see the problem in America, you do not have a freedom to work.
Mm.
You don't.
That's true.
So your only freedom is to be employed by someone else. You do not have a freedom to work for yourself. And what China did is instead of the freedom, they restrict the freedom that you can only work for somebody. You can work for yourself. And the mm-hmm. entrepreneurship make China rich today. The entrepreneurship actually helped China produce almost half, 500 million.
Mm-hmm.
Half the population of middle class. Chinese middle class is bigger than the population of the United States.
Wow.
That's why all the Chinese, all the American business, European business want the Chinese market. It's not because those people are poor. They're not like a poor Indian.
They're making money.
The Indians, they are the same population, but they do not have markets. Markets are people with purchasing power.
Yes.
And the problem with the South Side of Chicago, they have a population there, but they do not have the purchasing power.
I was watching.
They congregate all the poor people together.
Yes.
Spread the community.
Yes. You know, and I was watching a video that someone put out about poverty and the fit. When you start relying on the government, then they have you programmed to think that you don't have the ability to take care of yourself. So you start adjusting to the poverty. You start adjusting to a lifestyle of not having instead of thinking of how can I work for myself and create my own income. So it's a mindset. Like you say, you got all the people herded together in a very crowded space, and so that creates the idea of there's not enough space. There's not enough resources, there's not enough. And when people have the mindset that there's not enough, that's what creates death. There's not enough, so I have to take from others. As opposed to them seeing the world differently, number one, seeing that they can be selling to anybody that has purchasing power, and number two, that they can go anywhere and live. If it's crowded in the apartment building where you live, you can go and live somewhere else. And it's the way we've been trained to think that keeps us in a state of poverty. Right now, there's nothing stopping anybody from creating their own business. And all you need is a cell phone. I mean, how
yes.
simple is it? People are creating international businesses from a cell phone. So if you can think beyond poverty, well, I got to wait, you know, the first of the month I'll get my paycheck and then I can you know, buy a big shopping cart full of food, and then all my money's gone. And I mean, that whole lifestyle of not having enough and scuffling to get by, that's the way we've been programmed to think. So we have to free our own minds and see that everybody that's doing anything, they don't have anything that we don't have in terms of intelligence. All of us can do this.
Absolutely. I mean, I think today the technology, even in China today, most of the marketing is done on TikTok, the kind of social platform. So right now you actually can escape. You know, I see the sunset of the community is like China 30, 40 years ago. You know, you're in public housing because all the housing was provided by the government. You are, you know, get minimum wages. Okay, and the government gives everything was subsidized. It's just like China in 40 years ago. But China opened up. China does not want that anymore. So they did this 30-year experiment.
Wow.
And they reached a state today with new technology that everybody's, you know, marketing on TikTok and the social media live stream. And then so I see the African-American black community in the South and West can jump right in. You skip the 30 years that China tried to figure out how to get people out of poverty. You can just learn the lesson. And now when you sell on TikTok, you're selling to strangers, not your own community.
That's the thing that people don't get. We got to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how you get those strangers to follow you on TikTok that aren't your actual friends, you don't know them, but how do you get them to become part of your digital community. So we'll be right back, and we've got some callers on the line. We'll take some callers. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, you can give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1, of course, when you're ready to speak. And you'll be able to hear this show on the On Air Radio Network. Of course, it's in the archives after every show. Go to www.onaireverywhere.com/on-air-radio-network. So we want you to get this information because you need to be in business and you need to make some money, and you can do it right on your cell phone. So we'll be right back after this break. So stay with us.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world. Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. And if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who are using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great news. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection, somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs, and our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repairs, transportation services, child care services. Whatever you're selling, they need to buy.
We're your media connection. Just follow this link, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and today we're featuring Zoe Ma as you shop with Zoe and learn about how to create a digital community on TikTok. Yes.
Yeah, so now I'm back on TikTok again after this proposed the TikTok ban, mm-hmm. because I feel that's my right. That's my freedom of speech. I can choose any platform I want. If I don't like Facebook, I can choose the alternative. So that's why I get back to TikTok from, you know, zero followers. And I think the first, I think I should be a month now. I didn't grow much, just friends, and I only have like 50 people. And then yesterday, I think TikTok just pushed someone. Say, if you basically, if you say, you know, let's do teamwork. You like my video, and then just make a comment, say TikTok teamwork, and then you follow whoever comments on the like in your comment, and let's build this following. I think his goal was at 10,000.
Wow.
And I think he started on April 1st. You know how many he has right now?
Oh, how many does he have now?
I think on April 1st, he probably has followers.
Ah.
Right now, he has about 240,000.
Wow.
And then so, and it just pushed it to me yesterday, and I started doing that, and let them comment, say teamwork. And I like everybody who also left a comment on his video.
Wow.
And I think probably do maybe 100 or something. So yesterday, by end of yesterday, I gained my first 100. And then this morning, when I checked, my following become 200.
Wow.
Because there was about 50,000 people liked his video, and about over 40,000 left a comment. So what I did is just click the, just like anybody who left a comment. And these people, they believe the teamwork. Whoever left a comment and whoever, you know, followed his instructions, but you know, agree his idea of teamwork, and
yeah.
This is the whole point about TikTok platform, that you build a community with people who want to do the teamwork to help each other to build a community. And you see, you didn't spend a dime, a nickel, a penny to do that. So this morning, I have another 100 followers. Right now I'm 200.
Wow.
So just between last evening and this morning, I got already 150 followers with zero cost.
You know,
you use your finger to check. And those are people, strangers. I don't know what they are. As I get in my first time, I follow all the Indians to build Indian from India to build my first 1,000 base. But I'm expecting, you know, by the end of the month, I should have a 1,000 followers that I will be able to, you know, live stream what I want to say. And basically, I want to teach Chinese songs, that song by a group of Africans from Uganda.
Oh, that would be great. People would love that.
Yeah, because they are so such great singers. But the point I want to make is the TikTok community is where you connect with the strangers. If you have something in common, you have something to share, TikTok will find your fans for you.
Yes.
So please,
And that's the key word, for free. And there are so many, for people who wonder, well, how do I get this TikTok account? It's there are so many YouTube videos on how to set it up. It's no reason for people to not go ahead and have a social media account like TikTok when you've got all these ways. And all you got to do is just type in Google how to set up a TikTok account, how to share on TikTok. I mean, it's just simple, and you get all of these options. The whole thing.
YouTube, they also have like a video tutorial.
Yes.
Walk you, you know, step by step. Because I last time I knew how to do duet, but this time I forgot how to do it. So I went to Google tutorial.
Yes.
Say how to do TikTok duet.
Yes.
And then you can go a step in. You know, in the past, the big business, they spend a lot of money to acquire the strangers to be their customers. I have a friend who used to work for a big company to actually calculate, you know, the cost. They try to acquire a customer for a business, and it costs a couple hundred dollars to acquire one customer.
Wow.
So just the thinking. You know, the TV show, they have to do a lot of advertising to drive the traffic to their show. That costs money.
Yeah.
And then with TikTok, you spend zero. And when you have the following, that's where you can actually start marketing your product or your talent, whatever
it is. That's right. That's right. And it's so simple. You can see that these various social media platforms, they're all interactive. You're sharing on TikTok, and then you share on Instagram, you share on Facebook, you know, all of these social media platforms become interactive, where if you've got one on one platform, you can share it on another and share it on another and share it on another, and you're constantly building and building and building a community of people that follow you. So like you're saying, you know, once you get with 1,000 followers, you can go live on TikTok, and if you've got people who are on TikTok daily, you know, hourly, every minute, you. I did one post, and in 5 minutes, it was less than 10 minutes, I had 900 views. I thought, wow. So it happens very rapidly because people are on platforms like TikTok all day, because, you know, the 15, 20 seconds, you know, 30-second videos, people are just, you know, scrolling through them. And so if you have people that are on that platform constantly, and then your video pops up, you're seeing, these are people who don't know you, but they're seeing your material. And so if you like them, they'll like you, they follow you, and then every time you post something, they're seeing it. And you'd be surprised how rapidly you get viewers. So it just makes sense to go ahead and download an app that is going to give you a whole new market. It doesn't mean you have to throw away your Facebook and Instagram or Snapchat or any of the other things, but let them all work for you. And sometimes people are afraid, like, you know, if they're asked, do you want this platform to have access to your contacts? Explain about that, because a lot of times people are afraid. It's, oh, I don't want them all in my business. I don't want them to know my contacts. But that's how people who are already in your contact list get information that you have posted something. So explain how that helps.
Control that. You can control. So far, I have not allowed TikTok to use my contact to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow I think they know, even though you don't allow this, but somehow they know. Because I have a tenant who only moved in a few months ago, and then I was reminded of her TikTok account. But, you know, so you can choose. You want to, follow that person or not.
Yes.
You have a choice. But what I'm saying
because of human nature, we want to be connected.
Right.
The world is so big, sometimes we feel alone.
Yes, yes.
And the loneliness, it causes a mental health issue.
It does. It really does.
But no matter how unique we are, there's someone out there just like us.
That's right.
That you are not alone.
Yeah.
When you're actually talking about things that matter to you, but there's someone, when you see somebody watch your show, watch your video, you mean you're not alone anymore.
Right.
Even though a lot of people enjoy privacy, but they are actually allowed them to feel being like loneliness. You know,
yes.
You sit down to deal with the loneliness because you see the entertainment or, you know, you produce a video that someone really likes it.
Yeah.
TikTok will find your support, your fans.
Yeah, people who are like you, who share your interests. And Viata, our Friday and Sunday host, says, Grand Rising Queens, listening and learning more. You know, and I think a lot of people are learning a lot about this that they may have not understood, because there's a lot of propaganda a lot of times. But like you say, you have control over how much of your privacy that you share. Like, if you know, they ask, do you want TikTok or Facebook or Instagram, if you want them to have access to your videos and photos, well, you can choose which ones you have access to, because some people might have private videos and private photos that they don't want the world to have access to. So you can check off the ones that you want to be available to post, and, you know, don't check off the ones you don't. So again, like you said, learn how to use your phone. You know, some people, they get afraid to learn things. They get afraid to do things because they think this is such a mysterious device, and it's not. Whoever your carrier is, whoever your service is by, you can have them. If you got an Apple phone, you go by Apple Store. But just have, if you're hesitant to use a certain feature, just ask how it works. You know, go to your provider, go to the Apple Store, whatever the case may be. Find out how to work specific features so that you're not afraid and thinking that you're going to lose control over your privacy. Yes, these phones are tracking devices. Yes, they are keeping track of what you are interested in and where you scroll every day and what site you're looking. That's how they know how to market to you. That's what this is. So use it to your advantage so that you can have those people who you're following to follow you. So, yes, like those videos that you're following, so then they can say, oh, well, let me see what's on her page. Let me see what's on his page. You know, you want to build that community of people that are sharing information all the time, because that's how, when you post something, all of a sudden you got a couple of thousand views. And these aren't people who know you personally, but you like their information, so they'll like yours. It's a give and take. Things can be made to be positive. They can be made to be helpful. We can have a kind of economy where we're sharing. That's the whole idea. We're exchanging. That's the whole idea. It doesn't have to be a fearful thing where you're suspicious of people or think people are trying to harm you. No, you're just sharing information. And you're building a network of people who can have access to your information. That's all it is. But if you're afraid of your cell phone because you don't know how to use it, then you're not going to reap the benefits of this very powerful communication tool. It's more powerful than network TV, because you're talking to people directly. The TV can't do that, but you can. That's what we want people to understand.
Yeah, and then also, TikTok is not just a platform to share information. It's actually everybody leave a digital print of themselves, and that's a digital view. Remember, we talked about a couple years ago, and I think we are talking about the universal basic income.
Mm.
And in today's world, so many like routine tasks has been replaced by robots and automation. It's going to make our job obsolete. So when that happens, how are we going to get income? I think today's, the wages has been stagnated for so long,
is because a lot of the job has been automated. And then that's why it's machines that replace, it's actually took away our job. It's not American job. It's actually the automation. It happens not just in the United States, also happening in China. You know, China, there's a phone company called Xiaomi.
Mm.
They actually make their own electric cars. Why? How? Not with a single human being. It was all by robot.
Wow.
Okay? So they can make a car in actually a few minutes, one car per minute.
I've seen how the car manufacturers have the robotics, you know, putting the parts together. But we shouldn't be afraid of that, because the jobs that machines are doing are basically those very mundane kind of jobs where people really don't like doing. It's not like it's fulfilling work where you take this part and you put it here and, you know, repetitious all day. So it's not like it was fun for anybody to do. That's why the robots were invented, to do the drudgery that people really don't want to do. So rather than us be afraid of the advancements of robotics to do other things, and you can still earn a living, think about what you like to do that a machine really can't replace. You know, certain things.
Our
skills,
cannot be replaced by robots.
Yes. Yes.
And then our individualism.
Right.
Our individual talent cannot be replaced by robots.
That's right.
That's why we need to monetize our individual.
Our creativity.
Creativity is our individual experience.
Yeah.
That we share. And we, you know, before they were talking about the universal basic income, they were talking about, we don't have a job anymore. Where are we going to be getting the income? And then, but guess what? There's a digital capital already created from you and me, but they are just not sharing with us.
Yes.
Actually, the UBI should come from the digital capital that you and me built.
Yes. You know, I wanna find out more about how that works. We got to take one last break, but when we come back, and we'll take some calls, but I want to find out how that system works, because you mentioned before in China, everything is paid for digitally. So people aren't exchanging coins and paper and all that. It's on your cell phone. And this is why I keep saying it's the most powerful tool that you can use, because it can be used for everything. So what if all you needed was to press a button on your phone to do a transaction? And what if everybody had access to that particular form of transaction? Then you could really do away with poverty altogether. But we're going to talk about that when we come back. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, just give us a call, 515-605-9325, and you'll be able to hear this show on the On Air Radio Network when you go to onaireverywhere.com/on-air-radio-network, scroll down and hit the button. You can listen into today's show. We want you to be able to learn how to use your cell phone to make money on digital platforms due to thousands of people every day. And there are people who are earning a living as we speak because they know how to get on TikTok on their phone and make money. We'll be right back after this last break, so stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back, so stay with us.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and today our Thursday feature, Zoe Ma, as we talk about how to build a digital community on TikTok. Now, I'm particularly interested in the way you said in China that all of the transactions now are basically digital transactions. I know there are a lot of people for a long time, they hesitated to get involved in digital transactions of business. It took them a long time to get with Zelle and Cash App and, you know, and Venmo because they just, they knew the old way. You write a check or you give out cash. They needed a thing. And now with digital transactions, you're basically sending and receiving a monetary value through your cell phone. So explain how that works and how that has changed the way people do business.
I think in China, I think about how many years ago, 10 years ago, they start a mobile app for all the money transfers. Like, for example, okay, what China has, some here in, on the like a mobile app, one is called WeChat, another one is Alipay. Alipay is like Apple Pay. So you're actually just like credit card. You just, instead of use a card, you use your phone. But the other one is WeChat. WeChat, a platform that is not available in America. It is available. You can download from Apple Store, but the whole platform is the kind of service is provided. It's not available in the United States. Basically, you can pay your bills. You can book your hotels and train tickets and get there's boom. It's a digital city.
Mm-hmm.
And you send money to each other, and you talk to each other on WeChat, and then you can share videos. You can do, and they can watch your TikToks, or they have their own version of it. This is something that will work, I hope, going to, because whoever owns that platform make money.
Absolutely.
Okay? And I just checked. This company is called Tencent. Tencent. Actually, is the top 13 biggest company by revenue.
Now, how does that company make money? Do they get, is like, you know, a couple of pennies off every transaction that people do, or?
Well, in many things, they. Their data, so that your data is on that platform because
mm-hmm.
you use everything. Everything is on that platform.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually, you have a digital person,
mm-hmm.
digital image on that platform.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do purchase, they will be able to sell your data to people.
Mm.
Okay. So the digital you on that platform, you do not get any money out of it. Okay, so if that platform is public owned.
Okay, so can anybody download this app and do business using it? Or
right
only,
now,
is it only available in China, or is it globally available?
In China, everybody uses it.
Mm-hmm.
You actually, basically, you cannot live without it.
Mm. So what is it called?
It's called WeChat, WeChat.
Okay. So I do have WeChat. I have that on my phone. So
yeah, but because you're not in China, you have to use it almost anything you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Get a cab or go take a train, book a ticket, you know, even go to like a museum. That's what you'll do. Everything.
So, let's say I'm in China and I've got WeChat, and I wanted to, say, you know, pay for an Uber ride or something like that. How would I go on WeChat and do that?
So when you go to WeChat, they actually have a wallet,
mm-hmm.
and then they give you a QR code. Either you can scan there, in China, even. Like donations,
mm-hmm.
or somebody asked for donations, or you buy like a vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
There's a QR code, you scan it, and then, you know, that's what you'll buy. I mean, in 2019, I went to China. I took my girlfriend from Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
and she was made. Even like the food stall by the side of the street, every business had a QR code.
So the QR code for that particular business is how you would send money to that business. Like that's the
yeah,
code to their.
Yeah, you scan it. They have the QR code on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So you scan it, and then the money, and you put from your personal code, and then release the money, and then the store will have ding dong, and that's how much money was paid. They can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no need a cashier. You just do it yourself. So that's how people eliminate it.
Wow. And that's not a bad thing. You know, people go, oh, my God. But see, I look at it as if you don't have cashiers and you don't have people coming into places robbing the cashier because there's no cash. There's nothing you can take.
Yeah, so that's why there's no thieves in China because
nobody's carrying money.
Cash.
Yeah.
There's no point. So you eliminate it, and then because all the money is tracked, you know, who's taking
mm-hmm.
what. So. You can't leave. You can't. So in China, you don't have a wallet. You just take your phone because everything is in the phone. If you lost your phone, you are in trouble.
So can anybody? If somebody took your phone, could they then, you know, get access to your account and pay or buy things? They couldn't do
you
that.
They had to know your password.
Oh, okay. So you got to do it. So if they don't have the password, they can't. Even, the phone has no value.
No. Mm. So. But that platform. You know, one time I was listening to the a speech given by a finance minister of Greek. This guy was just banned from going to give a speech to a pro-Palestine Congress meeting in Germany. He was just banned. I mean, I don't know what's going on with Germany. There's no freedom of speech anymore over there. You can't pro-Palestine. You can only pro-Israel. So, but he gave a very interesting talk about the war between China and the U.S. It's nothing about what you see right now. It's about the platform, the algorithm, the data, and the and China and the U.S. are head-to-head over that. And what China has is the Tencent, the platform like Tencent, and U.S. do not have. Not available in any country right now.
So Tencent, how's that spelled?
T-E-N, Tencent. It's just together.
Okay, Tencent, T-E-N-C-E-N-T.
Yeah, and there's a company by just like a group of young Chinese built in 1998. Right now it's the world's 13th. And then, yeah.
So
the
if
world,
you...
I think I will see that platform can actually help with UBI. If we become, if we own a platform like that, we will all get dividends from that.
So can a person go on the go to the App Store and download Tencent? Is it available or
WeChat, the form WeChat? But if you have the but right now the portion of a service available in the U.S. is on like a WhatsApp only. In the U.S. you cannot. But when you go in China, then you'll be able to build all the service in China, you know, get all the service like buying tickets and things like that. So, but I think one reason that the U.S. platform is not connected like WeChat is because the one function is digital transaction is not allowed by the big banks in the United States. Because the big banks here, they want to take a fee from for all the transactions, even if you are out of the United States, like in Britain. But in TikTok, in WeChat, I think that the banks are not cannot control that. So I think that's the function that actually maybe nobody is developing such a platform in the United States.
Well, you know, this is this concept is something we've been working on for quite a while in terms of making transactions available to everybody, because we know that money is only what everybody agrees it is in terms of exchanging services or products or whatever. But there has to be a way to do what China's done, which is remove the possibility of theft and robbery. If nobody's carrying the symbol of commerce, you know, in terms of money, coins, paper money, whatever, if you don't have it, then people can't rob you of it or steal it from you. That means people in stores are safe because nobody's coming in to rob the cashier who's been receiving cash all day. So that's a whole problem that's eliminated. Yes, jobs disappear, but then you can be doing something else. Like you said, you have other skills. You have other talents that you can be earning a living from as opposed to sitting there operating, you know, a cash box all day and worrying about somebody coming in with a gun to, you know, point it at you and make you give them all the money. So I can see how using digital currency as a way of life removes so much of the crime problem. The other step to removing the crime problem is to make the whatever the symbol of revenue is available to everybody so that nobody is impoverished and can't do basic things like pay for food or clothing or a place to stay when the weather is bad. That's the thing, and I think it's doable.
It is doable. I think with today's technology, it's doable now. And I think it's just it's for our public officials, if they are just trying to divide and conquer, or they want to unite us in a community for public prosperity. I think it's the public, it's the officials' will. And I'm, unfortunately, I just yesterday I checked with the economic spending of state of Illinois. We are the 48th out of 50th.
That's scary.
No, that has a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So
why is it so low? Is it just high unemployment here in Illinois? What is
high taxes and if people are living, there are many factors. I think we just like we keep elected people who are only like a lawyer, only to argue with you. And I was looking at it. You know, there was I have this a Chinese dissident was talking about. You know, the Chinese officials, and they say because the whole Chinese political system is like a business. They run as a business. They talk about GDP. If you want to, if you're a public official to want to get a promotion, they check your GDP. If the city, the province that you under your management has a better GDP, that means you're doing good. Here, we don't use GDP to evaluate the performance of our public officials.
Right.
We have actually nothing to evaluate our public official besides just being argument like in the court. And then we don't even have a judge to say that person is doing a good job or not. It's more like a parent popularity contest. It's still, you vote based on ideology. People.
Well, that's true, and you can't really tell what a person's real values are based on just their oratorical skills. We tend to vote for people who are good speakers, and that's why in many communities, the people, like you say, they're lawyers, you know, and they know how to speak well, or they're preachers, you know, and they know how to speak well, but that doesn't mean they know how to create policies that change or address and eliminate a problem. That doesn't mean they know how to do that. So what I see is that elected officials get so involved in raising funds so they can stay in office and making connections with people who can help them raise funds to stay in office that they don't end up spending time creating systems that would solve the problem of unequal access to resources. And a lot of them, they don't really know how. They can give a good campaign speech on what the problems are, but very seldom am I hearing a systematic plan to actually change the conditions and create something different. They don't have the knowledge of how to do it. And having knowledge means being exposed to knowledge. Like we talked about the fact that people's knowledge is very restricted. When you don't have information, you can't even think beyond what you're told to think. And everybody in these systems, whether they go to law school or whatever kind of programming they've had in higher education, that's the limits of their thought. And if they've never gone to another country, such as China or India or Australia or New Zealand or any other place where systems may be different, they can't even imagine doing something different than what we're doing. So that's why, I can't remember if it's Einstein or somebody said the same mind that created the problem cannot solve the problem. So you have to have a whole different way of thinking, which means you have to be exposed to other information than what this society allows people to be exposed to. So if you've never seen a place where people are using a different way of exchanging goods and services other than the same, you know, money, cash system that we're using, you can't even think of how to do it. Like you talked about how, you know, in China they employ the old people to do the cleaning because, I mean, they need something to do as well, and you need the place, you know, you need the public areas to be kept clean. People can't even conceive of that here. So that's why we have this homeless problem. They can't conceive of how you take the people who have a problem and perhaps employ them to fix the problem, give them the training to rebuild and refurbish housing, give them the skills that would help them do landscaping, give them the skills to do the thing that would solve the problem for them and everybody else. People can't even think of that. As soon as someone says something, they say, oh, that's communism. Okay, you put a label on something that you've been taught to fear, which means you don't do the thing that would solve the problem. That's the insanity of this American system. Every time somebody comes up with an idea that would solve the problem, they're discouraged and made to fear it, and it's given a label that they've been already programmed to fear all through school, all through growing up in grammar school. We were taught about how in China there's communism and the people are repressed, and you should be afraid because if you say anything they don't like, they can kill you. The government executes people who express their opinion. I mean, this is the propaganda that they pass off as education here in America. So we're taught not to think. We're told to be afraid. And until we can elect people who really have free minds, we can't come up with different systems. You have to have a mind that's free enough to think outside the box, as they say. And the people who've been programmed in these schools, they can't think beyond what they've been told to think.
Yeah, I think that's the one they control your mind. They control everything about you. So
yes.
You become a slave
yes.
to their yes. system, and you don't even know that. They thought you are you're free, but you are not. Just, I think that's what I came to United States, realized how much propaganda that there is in America, because I thought, you know, we already, in China, everybody knows government propaganda. So we just keep a free of thought, whatever they say. But here, people just take it, you know, just wholeheartedly, whatever the government is telling them. And then it's just Chinese like me, and just because we come from a different culture, that we don't believe what the government says, but here you believe everything your government
yeah,
says.
Yeah, you never question
and
it.
Like, hey.
Yeah,
you
haven't been taught
and
how to
think. They intentionally use selective facts
yeah.
to shape your view.
Alternative facts. And so, it's selective, yeah.
Because it's
mostly to say loud.
But they
yes.
let me give you a narrow
yeah.
selection.
They leave out some very important.
That's the whole picture. I always say compare. The world is like, you know, when I was learning English, and there was one part, you know, lesson plan was talking about a blind man to talk about,
and depending on what part he was touching, that's what he thought it was. He thought it was a wall, it was the side, thought it was a rope, it was the tail, thought it was a hose, it was the trunk, you know, and it's just, it thought it was a sword, it was the tusk. So whatever part that you get, that's the only part you see, and that's how, you're right, that's how information is spread. You get a narrow view and that's all you see. We got a couple of comments here. Zelda says, once you create a digital piece of information that's yours and you post online, how do you stop AI from taking it? And I think that's what a lot of the fear is, because people are afraid of artificial intelligence because they've been programmed to think of it as something that's going to take over and we won't be able to control it. So how do you
give
people
that
fear?
Well, you know, I think the AI, they use data as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
They don't use you. They, you know, are they going to create a you? I
right.
don't think that the you are going to create, replicate another you, like a clone. Before we were all afraid of, you know, they will clone me. No, I don't think the AI is for that.
Right. And that
use your right. information together with a million people, others. They just generate the information, okay, this person will like this product or not.
Yeah.
It's really not about going to wars. They just like, why do they want to sell the product to you or not? And so I feel like the reason China was being ahead of the United States in the algorithm. That's why TikTok is better than the Facebook and the Instagram, because TikTok has 1.4 billion samples.
And I think that's the thing. People are worried about the loss of what they consider privacy. We got a caller here. I've opened the mic for 312. Let's see. Radio 312-882. Yeah, you got a minute to give us your thoughts as we talk about how to expand our marketing on TikTok. Go right ahead.
We on Yashalom, Assalamu Alaikum. Yes, good morning. And thank God for the female solution. And Zodia, this is Minister Robert Floyd Plump in Chicago, Illinois. I'd like to ask a question. How long do it usually take, or did it take you to get established with the TikTok, organization or firm?
Great question. Thanks for asking. So before we go, you can tell us, how long does it take to get a TikTok account? What do people need to do? It's real simple. So
To actually open a TikTok account, just like doing a YouTube account, only like 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes, use your email. You don't really need your phone. Just use an email account, you know, put your basic information, your age, if you are under 14 or not, and then that's about it.
Okay.
But it's more how to build a follower with a stranger. And the, what I said like yesterday is doing the teamwork with the follow other people, and they will follow you back. And then just that's the best way, 1,000 followers to 5,000. And after you reach 1,000, you can live stream your sermon or whatever service you do. And that will build your digital platform.
And for those people who got your cell phone in your hand, you can go to the App Store on your phone and just type in TikTok, and then you'll see this little symbol. It looks almost like a little music symbol, but it's TikTok logo, and just, you know, hit download, and there it is. It's that simple, you know, less than 5 minutes. So, again, for people who got a cell phone, you know how to go to the App Store, the big A, and then you where, you know, says, you know, the little magnifying glass looking thing where it you can type in wherever you're looking for, just, you know, type in TikTok and hit download, and, you know, in less than 5 seconds you've got a connection. So thank you for that question. For those who have a cell phone and you want to put the app on your phone, you can get it started, and next thing you know, you'll be receiving information. So like Zoe said, just follow those people and they can follow you back, and go. So we've got to go. We thank you all. I want to remind you all to join us tomorrow for Health and Wellbeing with Beata. Her guest is the owner and CEO of Black Brew Brothers Coffee, a craft coffee company, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Female Solution.
And he can sell on TikTok.
That's right. And we can help him sell on TikTok. There we go. We're going to show you how it works. Well, thank you all so much, and we will see you tomorrow on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And until that time, people, continue
to thrive and then TikTok.
That's right. We're going to thrive on TikTok. See you tomorrow.
Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Langadek. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.